This ROFM podcast was brought to you with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hi, hello, wanakam, Aibowan. You joined with Radio Wailankan's radio program. So today in the studio I have Jeffrey and Hamdan with me, and shortly Yasasi and our another guest will join us soon. Hi Jeffrey, how are you today?
Very good, thank you. First of all, kia ora, Aibowan, wanakam, and good evening to all of our people who are watching this. And I haven't been here for too long, so but thank you very much for asking. I'm doing very well. So we will have a Yasasi and one of our guests will be here. So what is the plan today? What are we going to do today?
So we have to talk to Hamdan about he started school today, I think.
Yeah.
Hi Hamdan, so, how are you?
Good.
How's your first day of school?
It's really good. I had lots of fun. It's my first day. I haven't been there for a little while, so we're just settling in.
That's good. So what did you do today? Anything special?
So we just do like the summer stuff we do in school. Like we go to our swimming pool, because in summer we get to go to our swimming pool in school, and we get to play a lot. And our classroom, so we have a bell. So after, when our playtime finishes, someone rings the bell from one classroom. So our classroom is in charge of it to ring the bell.
That's
a privilege. To have that in the.
It's the nice. So each of you are gonna have a turn.
So only our classroom is in charge of it.
Yeah.
So but every. Like, every time, like, after two semesters, they might change classroom to ring the bell.
Okay, that's cool. So, what else you did today? Did you study anything interesting?
No, we just started up. We didn't do anything. We just, like, got our stuff ready for the year.
Okay, that's cool. Did you see all your friends? That's great.
Not all my friends were in the classroom.
Did you because it's a new teacher and a new year, new teacher, right?
Yeah.
So could you tell us about your teacher?
So this teacher only came from USA last year. She was on.
Where did she come from?
USA.
From the USA, okay.
So, but she's from Samoa, but she lived in USA and teach there at Newtown Elementary, USA, for 3 years.
Oh, that's so cool. Oh, okay, what's her name?
Her name is Lolonga.
Lolonga?
Miss Lolonga.
Oh. Yeah.
It's a beautiful name.
Yeah, it is a beautiful name. Yeah, that's very exciting. I think you will.
So this teacher, she normally gives games, games sometimes.
Okay. That is fantastic. Really good to hear, and we are excited that you got back to school, and hopefully it will be a very good year around, and starting with the swimming pool, going to the swimming pool almost every day. Especially that's what we call summer, is it?
He was too much excited. He couldn't sleep in the night. He woke up at 6 o'clock and got ready.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. So that was very good. So
what about you, Jeffrey? How's the restaurant going? Anything special happening in the restaurant?
It's quite pleased with what we have and whatever we have been doing. So it is going well.
Yep.
I'm quite pleased with that. It's all about surrounded by a beautiful community and supported by a beautiful community.
Yeah.
So so that is there. And plus having a good team. So they all count at the end of the day.
Yeah.
So in a way, I'm blessed with that. So I'm quite happy, quite happy, very happy with the results.
Mm-hmm.
So, how about your job?
Yeah,
And the New Year resolutions and all that?
The job is going well. Yeah, I'm enjoying it. It's a typical Monday. It's quite busy on Monday. So, yeah, that's fun. I really love my job. So, yeah, it's going well. Thank you. Yeah.
All right. And so, first of all, before Yasasi and our teenage guest. Before they arrive, can we just go for one of the songs?
Yeah, sure.
And then as soon as it finishes, and they'll hopefully join us.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. All
so right. I have a song, Api Kavruda from Bio. Yeah, let's play that.
Sirunu sitivili, diya bubule naliyan pena kativage. Netive, hudakala vetani vi sitiyama, sihin akare kavatuna vage. Nimakne. Mohotat gevena kare, lare nava kata tekvi dihat. Niyam irer, sandhi silas.
Oh.
Hello, Maksara. And yes, Sissy, how are you today?
Really good, thank you.
Thank you for joining us again.
Yep.
How's your trip?
The trip was great. I mean, we touched down in Sri Lanka. The flight was a little hectic, but
yeah,
it was really good. We enjoyed. We went into a place called Mathugama, right?
Yeah, okay.
And in Mathugama, like there's like a waterfall part.
Yeah.
And then there's a river section, right?
Mm-hmm.
And we took a bath there. It was
okay.
So good.
Oh, that's
and
nice,
like
yeah.
By the way, Sri Lanka,
mm-hmm,
I think it's like one of the countries with like the most density of waterfalls.
Yeah.
I don't think you can find like any other place with that many waterfalls, natural
yeah,
ones.
Yeah, that's natural
waterfalls.
Yeah.
And yeah, we had a really good time.
Oh,
really
that's
good time.
Nice.
My father
yeah.
had yeah. really good drone shots. He likes that.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah, and then we like went on other places and yeah, we came back.
Oh, that's nice.
It was really nice.
Yeah, when did you came back?
We came like 2 weeks ago. Like,
okay.
Yeah. A week ago, yeah.
Okay. Is jet lag and everything done?
Jet lag, not anymore, not for
okay.
me.
Okay.
My brother was sleeping for some days.
Yeah.
He was, he's out.
And then, yeah.
Yeah, he would wake up at 1 o'clock.
Oh, yeah.
But, it's okay.
Yeah, when you said about Mathugama, because obviously Mathugama River, right?
Mm.
So that's, Madhu River, Madhu River. So that is actually just closer to Alutgama.
Ah, yeah.
Alutgama, right?
Yeah.
So we've been there. Do you remember, like, you know, a few years back, we went to one of these places that is actually managed by a Sri Lankan army, but you've got all the activities to do inside there. Like, you know.
Where the Mathugama River starts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
And what sort of activities?
Like, not just the water activities, like all sort of activities.
It's called
like
Layalisha, right?
Layalisha,
yeah.
You can do like a horse riding, archery, and
all kinds
like,
of
you know,
sporty
all sort
stuff,
of things,
yeah,
all
badminton,
sort of like a,
tennis courts, yeah.
And a big pool and a river on the side. And it was fantastic. We spent about two nights, and it was just one of the best 2 nights.
Hamdan was like
that we
6 months or something like that.
I think it's a new one. No, no,
no. No,
no,
it's a, yeah, it was. It's yeah, they've been there for a long time. I think.
Yeah,
yeah.
And it's a nice area that. Yeah.
Because when we talk about Sri Lanka, we have a lot to talk about, right?
Yeah.
Because Sri Lanka actually offers a lot of things
for
people who are actually living in Sri Lanka. And also the people who are traveling to Sri Lanka.
Yeah.
Yeah. That
you have like peace of mind. You can do your stuff. You can interact with the local people, especially if you're a foreigner. Like you have like a lot of like people respect you and they really appreciate you.
Yeah.
You being there and they try to make it the best for you.
Yeah.
Which
yeah.
is like very special.
Yeah.
And peace is very important because in some places, you know, the carjacking and that kind of stuff. But in Sri Lanka, crime isn't that high.
Yeah.
Even though like, you
especially
know,
towards
yeah.
the tourists, it's
yeah,
quite
yeah,
safe.
Tourists.
Yeah.
Very safe.
Yeah,
I mean, like, you know, because that is not the picture that people get sometimes.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
When you, because there is a bit of a comparison going on. Oh, Sri Lanka, is it like a country like that country?
Yeah.
Like, you know, because they compare. But it's a completely a different country. Yeah, like Yasasi, you know what we've been talking about this matter. And
we've been talking about this all the time. Right?
Yeah.
So it has a lot to offer, a lot of potential.
Good
people.
I mean, for example, like in Singapore, what is happening is like the reason why Singapore is so developed is because of its strategic location. Like, right?
Yeah.
It doesn't have that many resources. There's very little stuff.
Yes,
but the strategic
small
location
place, yeah.
is so important, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Sri Lanka has, I think, even an even better strategic location.
Yeah.
So, like, we have the resources.
Yeah.
We have so much, right?
Yeah.
We can do so much.
Mm.
But then, you know, just politicians, right?
Mm.
And then in end of the day, like our strategic location, our resources, our people, and the economy is also going up. So yeah, it's a lot of stuff.
Yeah, it's a land of treasure.
It's a treasure land.
Yeah, I mean, like, you know, because when you're talking about Singapore, just a beautiful place and one of the top quality airports that you can ever see. And in the world,
Changi Airport,
unbelievable.
Yeah,
and that country actually I don't know how many years ago, maybe like a few decades ago.
Yeah.
And they said that they wanted to be like Sri Lanka.
Likuan, you said.
Now
we want to be like them.
I mean, like, you know, we are getting...
The priorities.
Management.
The Sri Lankan politician.
But in Sri Lanka, like, I mean, in Singapore, you can, I mean... You are safe, you can do all of that, there is opportunity, but I don't think, like, you're, like, that free, you know? In Sri Lanka, there is that freedom aspect, you know, you can...
And dense, quite dense population for that small
dense
land.
But even though the population is dense, you might think it's, so much, New Zealand has this many, and that country has much more, right? But then, when you go there, there are, like, there's a lot of forest, there's a lot of cover, you know? And the population density, it doesn't really matter. There is a lot of space. And
In Sri Lanka.
It's like from like, you know, you go to Colombo City or a Kandy City and you think like, oh, too many vehicles in this city and like, you know, we can't even get to a kilometer and it takes us half an hour to get to that kilometer. Then why there are so many vehicles in this country? Why there are overcrowded? Then you just go away from that area to like a Viravila or that sort of area. So much freshness, lots of space.
And if you want like a developed area and little like lower people number, so like if you want a lower population density and like the developed area, you can go to like Gold Fort, you can go those places. We have like everything in that country.
Yeah. And it's like everything is reachable.
That's
why
it's called Pearl in the Indian Harbour.
Indian Ocean,
Indian Ocean, sorry.
So what is your highlight of the trip?
Highlight was Kumal was a little like, I can't eat this, I can't eat that. Kumal is, so my, one of my cousin brothers, right? So my mom's elder sister, her two sons, right? She has two sons. One is Jevon. Think about Hamdan's age, right?
Okay.
And then the older one is much older. He's my age, 18.
Okay.
So then we played, we went to places, and we were like, of course, we were on the phone. And we were doing all that. We played some video games, and
that's the highlight.
I mean,
playing video games. It's a highlight.
I mean, I've been in that country for so long.
Yeah.
Kumal's also been there for quite some time. But most of his life he was in Australia.
Yeah.
So like we just went and we did our own thing, right?
Yeah.
Our dad.
You must
dad,
have thought, I've been in the country, but I've never been with a video game.
That's important too. What about you, Hamdan? When you go there, you like to visit everyone in the family?
Everyone.
Yeah.
Like my great grandma. Like even I want to meet everyone, just everyone I want to meet. Just want to stay there. Like when I first day, I say, Mom, can I stay for a little bit longer? I want to stay.
And the food, you love Sri Lankan food?
Spicy food.
And it really happened last time when you visited, and we were originally, we wanted to come back a bit earlier, but we ended up extending for another 1 week, and you were over the moon.
Running everywhere.
My family was excited to go too.
He was excited to go. Then we were supposed to come back. Then we extended our
trip another 1 week.
For 2 weeks. Too much rupees, too many.
Too much money. It just cost us a lot to extend.
What about you, Moksara? Have you explored a little bit of Sri Lankan cuisine?
Yeah, I mean, I've done so much of it. My go-to is like the Sri Lankan food, like the rice and curry and the fried rice. I really enjoy like the rice packets that they give. That's what I like.
The parcels.
That's what I like no matter what. Because it never fails you, you know?
Yeah,
never fails
true.
You no matter where. But like we went to a hotel, then they gave us buffet, right?
Yeah.
And they like gave like most of it was like European food,
mm-hmm.
that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
But they also had the rice and curry stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so yeah.
And that's amazing.
It was really good.
Yeah.
I think pretty much all Sri Lankan 5-star hotels, and they do offer like a
multiple cuisines. Yeah.
Multiple cuisines.
Mm.
And the Sri Lankan cuisine is there just like, you know, because it's, it actually covers the pretty much all the curries in Sri Lanka. Like,
yeah.
you know, you
all
don't know
pickles,
what to choose.
Yeah,
and you have a little bit of everything and you will end up having like a mountain of a plate.
Yeah.
And it is that
one
thing.
I discovered recently,
mm-hmm.
if you want to have a good Sri Lankan rice and curry, go to Olive Branch. I had that chicken curry. It was so good.
Thank you.
It's like
thank
a
you.
Real Sri Lankan experience with coconut sambal, chicken curry, the soya.
Oh,
yeah,
thank you.
I give Olive Branch 5 out of 10.
Oh, well done.
5 out of 10 or 10 out of 10? 4 out of 10?
I mean,
5 out of 10. 10 out of 10. I was worried for a while.
Because for all the food, like all the Turkish food, it's so nice.
Yeah. We have like a lot of stuff. Like in Sri Lanka, have you seen that guy, David Akundasa? He has a YouTube channel, right?
Okay.
And he has found like a Turkish village in Sri Lanka. I saw a video of his.
Oh,
and
okay.
Yeah, so like you can get those people also there.
Okay.
And like the Muslim people in Sri Lanka, those people.
Yeah.
You,
but different cuisine and
so
they have different culture. Yeah.
I mean, those people, they come from the other countries and they come in here, right?
Yeah.
And they integrate really well and they work so hard, right? They work so hard and they're really good. They're really good. They're like the best. And really friendly, really nice.
Yeah.
And I remember just one highlight. So our flight got delayed when we were leaving the country.
Yeah.
And because our flight got delayed, we had to stay in Singapore for some time.
Okay.
So we explored the airport a little bit. And our flight, our carrier, I won't mention the name, but like they didn't give us like the proper like the food. They didn't give us like the compensation.
Yeah.
So like if your flight gets delayed and
you
had to give us food,
you are entitled for the compensation.
Yeah, they didn't do that properly. So we had to get food, but in Singapore it was like cheap. And there's this black burger.
Burger.
And I was like, okay, I want to try that.
Yeah.
It was
charcoal burger.
Charcoal burger. It was really good.
That's
my highlight.
It's a pretty good trend right now. I think it's not very, very popular in Vairarapa.
Yeah.
But,
and charcoal coffee too. Yeah, it's quite famous.
Yeah.
Sri Lanka had, so I went to the hotel, I can't remember it right now, but like, they gave us a tea, right?
Mm-hmm.
They call it blueberry tea.
Yeah.
It was like sweet. And like it had just like that something to it. It was the most flavorful tea that we ever had.
Oh.
Right? Blueberry tea.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't know how they make it, but like,
When you say that, I remember the tamarind juice. Do you remember? Oh, it's from Cinnamon, I think. Cinnamon Village.
Yeah.
The tamarind juice, the welcome drink. I wanted to have another jug of drink. It was so good.
Yeah.
For that, you know, weather. Let's go for it.
They've got a nice, sweet and tangy touch to it.
Mm.
So good. And obviously, you're going from outside. It was so hot. You're going into the hotel and they offer you that.
Something, and it was like,
so much refreshing. Yeah.
Heavenly. Now let's go for a song. So this song sang by Umaria Sinhavansa and T.M. Jayaratna. It's called Sumudu Sayane.
Both are legends.
One of Jeffrey's favorite.
Tum chi malak nam neya malak wamena
sinidu sukumana ruen sarasana
vilak nam neya vilak wamena
listening to Radio Vailankans. So we have Hamdan and Moksara with us today, and Jifri joined us after a long time. So what about you, Yasasi? What's happening in Vairappa?
We had Martin Burrow Fair this week. I think you have been to the fair, right? It has been, I think it's very successful. I saw a lot of people, crowd. And lots of stalls, right? And I think it was a successful event. I'm looking forward to the next event as well. March 1st.
You're going to the other one too? Oh, yeah, that's probably nice. Yeah, we couldn't go to the old stalls, right? We should have gone quite early.
Just because it's too many stalls to cover.
We were just trying to cover as much as we could.
Try to cover, because that was my first time. I mean, that was our first time in New Zealand. That's a story of working for hospitality.
You never get a weekend off.
So that was the very first time in my life. I accommodated myself. Okay, no, I'm just going to stay, going to go. I'm not going to the restaurant. And of course, the capable hands are there to do the job. So that actually released us. That was very good. That was very, very good.
The weather was good too, and lots of handcrafted things. I enjoyed those things, you know.
Basically meeting up with the people actually who
came from the South Island. Some of them traveled from
the country. And with whatever they do, for example, that was the very first time that I had that the, what do you call it? It's like a juice from the
Eden orchard, cherries.
Like a 100% pure.
Pure cherry juice.
Pure cherry juice.
So good.
And we drink it, but we don't drink that sort of a pureness. Mm. So I ended up buying like 2 bottles. Bought it home and kept it in the fridge. And still we've got a 1 bottle
there. And
it's
really good for summer, you know, with some ice.
Nice.
And so good.
It's just fresh. Cherry.
Speaking of taking things where you go, so we went to Sri Lanka. Mm. So my parents, they are just building a house, right?
Yeah.
In our new land area. Mm. So what we are doing is, so it's cheaper to get stuff in Sri Lanka than it is in New Zealand, right?
Mm-hmm.
So because we were anyway taking our flight, we packed like all those like curtains and stuff, nice curtains.
Yeah.
We found some really, really, really good curtains.
Mm-hmm.
And we took that stuff and we packed it really in.
Yeah.
And then when we were taking it to the airport, our baggage was a little too heavy.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
So we had to deal with that. Yeah. And we were like taking this stuff out, this stuff in, so much hassle and, you know, and the time and quite stressful.
Stressful it is.
So the airport part.
Especially like, you know, when you have arranged your bag and you have to open the bag, try to just get something out of the bag and and make it to like, you know, if it's 23 or 30 kg or whatever it is. It is just very, very annoying.
Yeah,
when
that's
that
why
happens.
I always carry the scale with me. Wherever I go, I carry the scale.
My father was like, because like the last time, my father was like, they did allow this much weight, but then our airlines changed our flight to like something else, which is one of their budget airlines, even though we had paid for the airline, which is another thing that they did. So what happened was our maximum carry weight is now less. This was for carry-on luggage. So hassle like that. With Sri Lankan airlines though, like when we were on it, it was really good. You have decent leg space, and they give really good food. So even and like sometimes like on some of the flights, the overhead, the AC use some like phenomenon or something, like it'll like you know how like there's like water vapor coming from the AC?
Yeah, yeah.
A lot of that happens.
Oh,
so like a
yeah.
cloud. But it wasn't like too humid or anything. It was just
spraying you with something.
I've experienced some flights actually you have to fly for about 8-9 hours and your TV is not working. Then you have to end up watching somebody else's TV, staring at or just get your phone and look at it because it just doesn't work.
You just keep pressing it.
No, it doesn't work. Then get the attendants. Okay, can you do something for it? Oh, sorry, we can't do anything for it because there is nothing that they can do, you know?
Yeah.
And they only have maybe 1 or 2 seats somewhere around the corner.
Yeah.
Mm. And I can't afford to go there, you know, because the family is with me.
Yeah.
And I ended up giving that up. Yeah.
Make sure you download some movies before you get
into
Yeah. You know what I made sure of?
Yeah.
So what I did was, I was like, okay, I want to watch this thing, it's called the Penguin, right? It's not for like kids. It's like a little more mature stuff. It's not bad. It's like a it's like a TV series. You know? So Penguin is like a villain.
Yeah.
And like that's the so it's like a series.
Yeah.
So what I did was so it's a very long chain of flights. So from Sri Lanka to Changi Airport, from Changi Airport to Australia, from Australia to New Zealand.
Yeah.
So it's a chain of flights and it's so long, right?
Yeah.
So, I had enough time to like finish the
whole season. Oh.
So I was like, I'm gonna watch this and just search HBO and get that. Yeah. At least I could do that.
Yeah.
I'm happy about it.
Yeah, that's true. And I hate when the headset doesn't work. Or one side works, the other side doesn't work. I'm like, and sometimes you have to hold it to the right position.
Yeah.
Oh.
So Hamdan, how was your experience at Martinborough Fair the other day? I saw you enjoy.
Good.
What did you do?
We didn't buy anything, but we just wandered around because it was like first fair we went to. No, we went to a different fair.
I mean, that was the very first Martinborough fair that we've ever been to.
Yeah.
But you had a good time. You went around and I saw
my friends. And
you had your breakfast with an ice cream. Started the breakfast. And I just want an ice cream. Is that your breakfast? Yeah, that's my breakfast.
Do you guys do this? So, like, when you guys go into, like, buying something with your family, right? Does, like, some of your family members, like, all of a sudden, like, go choosing and choosing and choosing and choosing and choosing and then just buy, like, some small stuff, you know? Because, like, my parents, like, they just go into a stall and they just choose and choose and choose and then they buy just one thing, you know? So, I think it's because, like, Asians, you know, you take a long time to choose.
Yeah, that's true.
You don't want to bring something you don't like, right?
Yeah, that's true.
It's like, you know, because there are, like, people, like, they expect a quality and they think, okay, what is... And, of course, like, you know, they end up looking at everything and thinking they might like something.
Something else.
I remember that Martin Borough Fair, and first of all, I have to say, thank you to the
organizers,
all the businesses and the organizers who are actually, they've done a phenomenal job around that area.
I can't tell you, it has to go to Rotary Club. They have done a very good job.
They've done a fantastic job. I mean, like, you know, that is what we needed in every single town in Valarapa. Like, you know, because in Carterton we have Daffodil Day. That comes once a year. But can we have another day like that? Can we have a... maybe another couple of days like that. And a great town, they have, like, you know, the midwinter Christmas. And that just keeps going on. And that is actually bringing the people from outside to explore
what Valarapa can offer.
In the meantime, any businesses in Valarapa, for example, like a hospitality in hotels and restaurants, they have a lot to offer. And they can offer the their best.
And it brings business to the region as well.
It brings business to the region, and also the region and the businesses in the region, and they expect lots of people coming from all over the country. And they're doing something remarkable as well. They don't want to stay in their comfort zone. You know, for example, imagine I'm doing a shop that only has a roti, right? That only has a roti. So if I have those sort of people coming in, I'm not just targeting about roti. I'm just trying to do something extraordinary with my roti. I'm trying to do something. And that is what we wanted. And that Martin Borough Fair is unbelievably good. And I was, I mean, like, you know, I could imagine how the people in Martin Borough or the business owners or the anyone in Martin Borough, and they must be very pleased to have that.
I saw one of this a girl who's doing crochet jewelry, so earrings, rings, bracelets out of crochet. I'm like, you know, the amount of detailing that she, and the time she spent on making each one of those pieces, remarkable. It's just so cute and beautiful. It's, you know, it's like very nice.
It's a opportunity for people to show
their talent as well.
And
painters. There was a cartoonist. That's true. Yeah.
As you said, I think we need more things happening, master and as well, right?
Definitely, because the master... Let's put it this way, like, you know, the Masterton is the capital of Valarapa, or the bigger town in Valarapa. So, and there are a lot of businesses, the population wise, and when it comes to the multiculturalism there. So
and people are always looking forward for something, you know, what's happening. You know, everybody wants to get out and explore and experience something new.
I mean, like, you know, imagine like when we first came to Valarapa and we went to Lower Hutt, right? And we went to this Queen's Gate Mall. And we were what we were saying to each other when we were driving back to Greytown.
Mm.
And we said, what if we had one of those small zen
Masterton for the rainy days, for the kids can play.
For the kids.
The movies and the shopping and eateries there. Yeah. And it would be really nice.
And lots of activities. I mean, that is something that I think...
The region
needs to focus on...
And we have so much to offer, the beautiful beaches and the rivers and everything.
Wineries.
Yeah.
And just unreal.
It could be an attractive...
Imagine just off of like a cart between Carterton and Greytown. Carterton and Greytown. Winey Gorge.
Mm.
Like, you know, that's a beautiful swing bridge.
Have you ever been there?
Winey Gorge, yeah.
Winey Gorge. That's just...
The other day we were talking, if we have a bungee jumping
lots of
people would come there.
I mean, there are so many people here so many people out there who don't have jobs, you know?
Yeah,
for example, you leave school and you're like wondering, oh, I need a job.
Yeah.
And you check all the jobs, everything is occupied, right? And then the next thing that you could do is to like go to a place, go to a shop, and then ask for a job the old school way.
Yeah.
But then if you could like start new stuff, so I think policy-wise, people need like more incentive to do these things. So like more freedom, which is like tax breaks, right? All these unnecessary like taxes, income taxes and stuff. I think like the more you earn, like the more like, taxes should be like same for everybody, regardless of what you earn, rather than like having like this much tax if you earn little, more tax if you earn more, and all that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the day, you're just having like, what are you funding? That's so much, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So,
perspective, yeah. Yeah.
So some people say, but anyway.
Yeah. So, what I was saying is, you know, it will bring new jobs to, you know, youngsters. If we, you know, if more business, you know, bloom here in Wairarapa, it will bring more business to the region as well as more jobs to the youngsters and the people who live in this region. Yeah, that's true. So, shall we go for another song?
Yeah, most definitely.
So, this song by Windy Gunatilaka. Called Ayosami.
Because you picked the song. Thank you.
சாமி நீ எனக்கு வேணா, பொய் பொய்யா சொல்லி ஏமாத்தினது போதும்.
Okay, we are listening to Radio Vailankans. So, Yasasi, what else happening coming this month, February? What's
we
special?
We talk about Vaitangi weekend, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Very important.
Yeah.
Especially
yeah.
in New Zealand, we all has to
yeah.
expect Vaitangi,
Vaitangi Day.
Yeah.
yeah.
Mm. Have you heard about Vaitangi Day?
Yeah, we learn it in our school.
Can you explain
Can you explain what it is?
So Vaitangi was made so in New Zealand they say long time ago the New Zealand's back in the past they made a treaty
mm-hmm. in
they
between
made it about Vaitangi
mm-hmm. in
so
between
then that they then now people mm. have found it and
mm.
then they found what day was made. So
okay.
then they made that day
okay.
when they wrote it.
Okay.
Vaitangi Day. Because okay. it had Vaitangi in it.
Okay. I'll let Yasasi, Auntie Yasasi explain it, okay?
What Vaitangi is.
So Vaitangi Day is celebrated in New Zealand to mark the signing of Treaty of Vaitangi on February 6th, 1840. The treaty is considered the founding document of New Zealand and the day is celebrated celebration of the country's history. So that's why it's important for all Kiwis, New Zealanders,
mm. Mm.
living in New Zealand.
Mm.
You know what's the Treaty of Vaitangi?
We have a picture of it in our
Really?
Let her explain that.
Yeah, yeah.
So Treaty of Vaitangi is considered the foundation of New Zealand and the country's most significant moment. The founding document.
The Constitution.
Yep. It's a national day. Vaitangi Day is a national day of celebration for New Zealanders.
Yeah.
So that's why
Vaitangi so
Day
just like
is
a
so
pact
important.
Between the Maori and the
yeah.
The settlers. So mm. like so the Maori people and the settlers they can coexist
mm.
and they recognize the Maori rights and the mm. settlers, you know. So
mm.
so that's just the Vaitangi Treaty. So they have a treaty so that these people can live together. And these people have been living together in harmony for so long.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it's a really amazing thing. And it's a huge success
mm.
in a human aspect,
yeah.
which is why it's so important,
yeah.
other
yeah.
than that it's just the Constitution
yeah.
signing day.
Yeah.
You know, so we brought together these two people under this Constitution,
so
which
do you
is
know
a great
this
thing.
Where this document was signed?
On Vaitangi Treaty grounds, that's what it's called.
Yes, in the North
yeah.
Island.
North
yes.
Island.
Have you heard about that, Hamdan? Have you been to up north?
No, Pretty but well. I have heard of it in my school.
Yeah.
Only a little bit.
You should make a trip there.
Yeah.
Mm.
So next time when we talk about Vaitangi, you should be able to say what Vaitangi Day it is.
Yeah.
Okay, what Vaitangi is, okay?
Yeah.
It is very important that anyone who
lives
in New Zealand or decided, like, you know, we decided to live in New Zealand. We were originally born in Sri Lanka. We came to New Zealand because of a better life and because of a quality of a life.
Yeah.
So we came for these reasons. So for these reasons, whatever this country offers, whatever New Zealand offers, whatever New Zealand has when it comes to importance of these days or anything, we have to know that. As much as we know about Sri Lanka,
yeah.
and we have to know these about these things as well. It's like, you know, we have to love where we were born and where
yeah.
we live.
This is our home.
Yeah, this is our
yeah.
home.
We have to respect,
we
equally.
Have to respect mm. equally, no matter what. And because at the end of the day, whatever New Zealand produces, we will be benefited by it.
Yeah.
Okay? So it is very important that we
have
consider,
to contribute.
We have to contribute. Of course, like, you know, for young people like you, It's very important. I say to my staff as well, yeah, every single time, you are the future of New Zealand. So do good, be good.
Yeah.
Okay? Yeah. And Hamdan, for you as well, because you are, how old are you, 8 years old? Okay. You are the future of New Zealand. Okay? You're going to be here. And you have to be good. Be good and do good. And be a good...
citizen.
A citizen. Be a good asset to the community, to the country.
Mm.
And because this is... And that is very, very important. And when we look like a 50 years ahead now, we want to be like the quality of this country.
Should go up.
Should go up and up and up. Quality of thing and the peacefulness of the country. I mean, one of the things that we considered when we, before we came, it's such a peaceful place.
Yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay. Such a calm place, such a nice place,
yeah,
you know.
Place has peaceful place.
A lot.
So
yeah.
We have a responsibility
to give back to the country as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like, you know, for
it could
example,
be a small thing, but we have to continue.
It's simple as that. Like, you know, for example, when we came here, I was offered a chef job and came as a chef here. So the reason that actually enabled me to come here to work as a chef.
Yeah.
If I was something else, I wouldn't get that opportunity. So do you think it's fair after 2 years and gaining my residency that I should leave my chefing and consider something else?
Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I, even though I consider something else, I should still contribute in a way.
Yeah.
Like, you know, from my chefing position as well.
Yeah.
Like, you know, cooking something or training something or teaching someone about chefing or contribute my skills or something. Or running a restaurant.
Yeah.
Obviously, I'm proud and I'm doing it now. And we have to do it.
Yeah. So because we get all this community support and they give us support.
Yeah.
So we have to give back to these people until we get residency. No, I'm joking. We have to really respect and do it.
Yeah. It's just a matter of we have to contribute. Like, you know, it's a very important for a young person like you, like, you know, we have to, for our
culture as well. Otherwise, like, if these people come from abroad and they come into this country and there's not that much of a benefit, and like there's benefit means like our effort, right? And not that much of a, you know, respect or something like that, you know, it can cause problems to people over here, right?
So we
have to keep, as if we are keeping our standards high to do that, we have to
keep delivering goodness. That's it. We have to just keep
no matter where you are. It's important.
Yeah, because we normally, like, you know, you ask, what are you, and we should say we are a good human first. Then we will be called, you're a Sri Lankan or a New Zealander, or you are everything.
Comes next,
you're a good human. Then you can
already our impression is really good as Sri Lankans because we work hard and we help other people, and those people then help us. So we have a really, really good relationship with everybody. So already our reputation is really good, really positive.
And we should keep it as it is.
Someone like him is so knowledgeable, and I'm so, like, you know, this is the first time that I'm sitting with Moksara because I didn't get a chance to
talk to him
last time.
So
good, like, you know, the way that he's representing, the way that he's actually exploring and also putting his ideas together and getting it out.
Thank you.
Is fantastic. I mean, like, you know, this is what your parents have done to you to be a good representative of a human in the future.
Yeah.
You know, no matter where you are. So this is really good, and keep up the good work.
Yeah. My parents, they first went to like Birmingham and all that places because of like our 30 years war, right? Our 30 years civil war. So they thought, okay, there are bombs going all over the place. I mean, the civil war, it wasn't like, oh, the whole country's on flames. No. It was just like waves and waves, right?
Yeah.
So the fighting was going in one place, but then it didn't affect. It did affect, but not that much to us. But there was that danger, you know, because of like bombs going off.
Yeah.
So our parents, they moved to Britain, to England, And then they studied there, they did their work. My mom studied there. And then we lived there. And then they had me, right? And I went to nursery over there. And I still remember Miss Brown, her name, right? Even though I was like a nursery kid. Because she had such a good impact on me, you know? She made like... She gave that humanity and she...
Not the Miss Brown from Mind Your Language, right?
It's 4 minutes to 7. So we wind up the program talking to Hamdan. I want to know, I want an update about your charity project. We were talking about last week. Can we tell us where you are at now?
I mean, like the saving money.
Yes, yes.
Oh, yes. So... this year I'm having a challenge to save $5,050.
Yeah.
So I got a book. So like there's these pockets 1, 2, 3, 4. They have more. They have like
little pockets.
Little pockets, and they have the number. So if it says 1, you have to put the $1 in that pocket. If it says 100, you have to put the $100 in that pocket. Yeah. So then what I'm going to do when if I save that much money, split it in half, give this money for charity.
Yeah.
Then split it again, give that other half to Palestine. Give this for like other charity. It's safe for me.
Okay.
Mashallah, very good.
Which is $2,025.
You give back to your people, right? So
that is very
coming
good.
Coming back from 8-year-olds, very good initiative, Hamdan.
Yeah. There's a lot of child support.
when you have a giving mind, not taking mind. I'm talking about giving mind. You go far. Because that's, you feel like, oh yeah, it doesn't just have to be money, it can be your knowledge
or time,
your
anything.
It just
volunteering.
I mean, I must say you've actually been doing a fantastic job when it comes to volunteering and representing the Sri Lankan community.
You're the one who like connects everybody, you know, gives the call, come to this, we're having that,
I mean, it's a pleasure having you and doing all this for our community. And because when we say like 7 years ago, when we first came, it was only 5 families in the Wairarapa, maybe about 6 families and a couple of individuals. Having said that, it's about 80 to 90 members in Wairarapa. It's growing. So this sort of support that you are giving, it is important. So keep up the good work and we'll keep supporting you as well.
So you're welcome to join our program. Any Sri Lankans or anyone wants to join our program as a guest, we are welcoming you. Thank you for listening to Radio Y Lankans. Listen to us through Arrow FM. And we will see you in 1 month time. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.